We hear news reports of the economy forcing more and more families to seek food and heating assistance. And sometimes we think, that's not happening here. But it is. County Department of Social Services say their client list have seen significant increases. Reconciliation House in Burnsville says their client list has doubled over the past 4 years.
For the 4 months of November, December, January, and February, which are the main heating months, if you start with 2005, the 2008 figures are double what they were in any of the previous years of 2005, 6, or 7. We just continually get new families, not only new families, but we're getting a lot of returning families, families that have maybe been clients in the past and been getting along pretty good, and now they are having to return to us. We probably average giving 25 to 30 food boxes each day that we're open. We had one day in November where we gave 47. We expect that food to last that family approximately 1 week. So we're giving probably 50 to 75 pounds of food to each family per box, and then they can receive 5 of these emergency food boxes in a year. And we do give additional boxes in extreme emergency situations. We're probably given between 10 and 12,000 pounds of food a month. This, coupled with people needing heating fuel, I am completely convinced that if it were not for Reconciliation House, that many children in Yancey County would be put to bed cold and hungry at night. And the funding, the community has been absolutely wonderful. I have been just absolutely taken back throughout the holiday season, and they are responding in a way that I've never seen them respond before.
Libby Miller is the director of Reconciliation House in Burnsville. If you would like to help families in need in Yancey County, call Reconciliation House at 682-7251, and in Mitchell County, call the Shepherd Staff at 765-5385. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.